Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Newman, and I want to thank you for joining me right here at dnewman.org as we are taking care of the final day of 2017, and we're going to do it together. And I can't think of a better way to do it than to look back at 2017 and talk about the good things. Maybe it wasn't so good for you. There were parts of it, I guarantee you, that weren't good for me, weren't good for you, weren't good for anybody else. We all had bads and we had goods. We're going to talk primarily, mostly, about the goods today. You know, it's pretty easy to look back at 2017 and find plenty of those things and plenty of people, too, to throw rocks at. I don't care how good things were. Some of those things could have been better. Yep, it's true. But it's also true that some of those things could have been worse than they were. I guess my hope was that the good things would outweigh the bad things, and thank God that is exactly what happened in 2017, at least for me. Sitting here on the doorstep, and we are here today, tonight, the big crystal ball drops in New York City, and that does away with 2017 and says hello to 2018. We see that happen every year. I thought it would be smart for me to reminisce for a minute or two thinking about 2017 and those good things. And, you know, most of them were good for me, not because I'm Mr. Amazing and whose life everything is good, because I am guaranteeing you that everything in my life isn't good and wasn't good. And I'm not bragging. Believe me, the older I get, the more I understand I got to be more grateful. I've got to be more thankful. I have to be more considerate and appreciative of everybody and all the good things that happened to me, and especially those folks that are responsible for those good things. So if you will indulge me, and I'm certain you will, I want to share a few things with you, and I want to reminisce a bit with you, some things about me, and I guarantee you some of the stuff we're going to talk about today you will relate with. Maybe not the exact things, but things just like them. And it's a good time for you to reminisce along with me. And right now, I want to share something that's very special to me, a song. Some of you know that I got a background in radio and broadcasting. Many, many years I did adult contemporary music on the air as a DJ. I did country music. And I fell in love with music also because I'm a keyboard guy. I just love music, and I love messaging through music. I like the ability to tell a story and listen to and find a story in a song. Well, one of them that is a love song, technically, but if you'll listen closely to the words of this song, you'll do what I did a long time ago. I found a way to find the message of a relationship with God in this. David Gates and Bread, and If.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could spend the end with you, and when the
What a story. What a voice. My voice obviously isn't high like David Gates. And many times when I tried to sing in my younger years, I wished I had a high voice. But that's a spectacular song. He wrote it about a girl, about a girlfriend. But it's applicable to those of us who practice and have or seek a personal relationship with God. I thought it was applicable as we reminisce about 2017. Let me get specific. I got to say this, when I start thinking about the good things in my life, first and foremost, I've got to tell you, it's my family. I'm truly blessed, 42 years married to the same woman. And in those 42 years, in the early part of it, she gave me three amazing children. And those amazing children have given me six wonderful grandkids. I have friends who look at my family with envy. Why? It's not, I guess, just because we have three kids and six grandkids, but it's because they're all here in the same city where I live, except for my son and daughter-in-law who just recently moved to Dallas, although they're here back and forth all the time. I get to see them all the time. And it's especially cool that with those grandsons, those four grandsons here, I get to watch two of them playing high school football, basketball, and baseball, and then their two younger brothers, I get to watch them play soccer and baseball. Twin granddaughters that are 12, and I watch them play soccer, participate in triathlons, cheerleading, dance, you know the things girls do. And, of course, I'm at every grandkid school program, and those happen out the wazoo. Absolutely nothing is better than grandkids. I've said this often, and I get in trouble when I say it sometimes. If I knew how much fun grandkids were going to be, I'd skip the having and raising kids stage, and I'd have gone straight to grandkids. Another thing, my health was an issue in 2016. I had a heart attack on March the 5th of that year. But thank God it was simply a wake-up call. No damage, no permanent damage to my heart. And I answered that wake-up call. I'd already lost about 50 pounds, 60 pounds in the 2 years previous to that. But 2017 saw great improvement through diet and exercise. I'm just trying to stay young and maintain my youthful look. And those of you know me, that obviously is a joke. Seriously, I'm feeling really good for 64 years and had a great physical 2017. 2017 saw the beginning of a pretty cool transition in my business life. I established a company 25 years ago. It does not seem like it's been a quarter of a century. And during 2017, that company transitioned away. It was a service company, and there was very little brick and mortar. You know, when you service clients, you don't have to have beautiful buildings and real estate. You make your money by providing a service that clients need and want. Well, ACS, my company, simply serviced medical clients of all kinds from all over the United States. Many of the clients were municipally owned public entities. What we did was we fought for medical clients against the insurance companies who don't like to, a lot of times, pay bills, real bills, surgeries, ambulance transports, dialysis, imaging, MRIs, CAT scans, doctor's visits. You know, it doesn't matter what your insurance policy says. Somebody's got to submit a bill, and a lot of the times those bills don't get paid. That's what we did, and we did a pretty good job. I was proud a lot about the municipal entities that we work for, the cities, the counties, and here in Louisiana where I live, the parishes in the state. We increased the bottom lines for some hospitals, clinics, private practices for that quarter of a century. And I got to be honest with you, the company was very successful. And here's something that rings my bell, and it may ring yours too. Often, I was congratulated for being a smart and creative guy and building such a good company. But listen closely. Every time someone has ever said that, I've made it a principle in my life. I have not missed any opportunity to correct them when I hear that. I am not that smart. I had no money to establish a company like this in the traditional fashion. God gave me an idea way back in 1989, 1990, and I started ACS in the spare bedroom of our house. No employees, just me. It grew because the services that we were providing were recognized as being significant by medical clients that we had and achieved really good results for them. And unbeknownst to me or unexpected by me, we got new clients because those medical clients that we were getting such good results for would tell other medical clients about us, and it grew and it grew and it grew. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. God opened every door like he does. And I'm at a spot now. It's kind of fun, kind of cool, and kind of neat. I'm excited because I'm looking for and expecting the next opportunity. I know that from my experience, God will always open the right door at the right time. And 2018, that we'll talk about later, not in this podcast, but later, 2018, I know is going to bring me at least one new, amazing opportunity. And as we talk about 2017, I got to be honest with you. I can't talk about it without talking about politics. Now, don't turn me off. Many of you know me. And if you don't know me, you read me or you listen to me, you know I'm a conservative in the truest sense of the word. The last few years, though, I've really been worried about the political state of the nation, just like many of you. I mean, we watch and hear stuff that just blows our minds. You know, we think we elect people and they go to Washington and they listen to us and they go up there and get in a room and vote for what we want them to vote for. I felt like the federal government just simply walked away from everyday Americans like us, and I think they have. Status quo Democrats, Republicans too. It's not just one party, it's both. They just forgot about us and began to do only stuff in legislation that they wanted done. They forgot about what we voted for. You remember they tell us all the stuff when they campaign, we vote for them, we send them up there, and we expect them to get it done. Well, that's not the way it is. I was really concerned at the end of 2016, and I got to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest and tell you that I was worried about Hillary Clinton possibly being elected president. And it had nothing to do with her sex, her age, or experience, because she had been all around the world as Secretary of State. She served as a senator from New York. She had a lot of experience. And I found a way somehow to get by that blood-curdling laugh of hers. Somebody had needed to work with her and help her on that. I have never been able to shake the belief that she and Bill had almost always in everything they did something good, sought to find ways to make those good things really good for them on a personal level. And that rubbed me wrong. They often did that too. And when they did it, they often did it at the expense of Americans like us. They created a political model. Think about it. It is actually a model that worked for them, but it was and is not a model that is good for America. Fortunately for them, it is obvious now that in that model they blurred lines between good and bad. Never in all those years that I can think of in Arkansas and New York or Washington any criminal activities ever been proven, but the hint of not criminal acts, unethical acts followed them everywhere that they went. I didn't want that to follow Hillary or, for that matter, any other candidate to the White House. America does not need that kind of black eye. We're in a place where we need real leadership to take us to the next level, up, not down. And it seemed that there about 62 million Americans agreed with me. They voted against Hillary. And looking back at my notes on Facebook in 2014, I actually predicted Donald Trump would be president in 26. Maybe it was just a hope and I was just wishing. Maybe I was just praying. But whatever it was, he is the president. Got to be honest with you, I'm glad he's a fighter too. Boy, You watch television. Does he have to fight every day? Never in my life has any president had to overcome so much to just simply get the things done that voters like us so obviously want done. I mean, he campaigned and he promised. We elected him. We expect him to get them done. He's had to overcome the objectives of Democrats in both House and Senate. Of course, that happens to every newly elected president. Most all Democrat governors are against him, and even legislators in his own party. The status quo Republicans have stood up. Lots of them said it from the very beginning, we don't like him. Now they've kind of toned it down, and all they're doing is griping about his tweeting, which, to be honest with you, I wish he would tone that down a little bit himself. I'm really glad that he's continued to do things that so far seem to be totally without deference to any person, any group of people or special interest. And that's a big deal in Washington. Most things that are done there, lobbyists initiate or at least close those deals, getting for their people whatever they want out of Congress. He's tough. He's obviously very calloused. He stands up to bullies, and many call him a bully, and he might be. I mean, you're born and raised in New York. You live on the streets. You kind of have to adopt that attitude just to get by. I hope that those Democrats in government will give him a chance. They should. Why? Americans want them to. I mean, think about it. What could it hurt? Think about this. If they adopted his policies, what could it hurt? It couldn't be so bad that in just 3 short years that are left, he could do any permanent damage. Remember, Congress has a slim margin of Republicans in the Senate. And it may be that the House Republican margin is going to slim up at the end of 2018. We'll see. But if Americans don't like what he's doing, 2020 is just around the corner, they can vote him out. That works against Democrats, and it surely is going to work against the Republicans the same way if the majority of Americans don't like the stuff that President Trump does. I got to mention that 30 days after his election, talking about the noise in the media, I sent him a letter, and in it I suggested that he consider never having any of the traditional White House press conferences again. You know how they treat his staff members and even him in those press conferences. He's a president. He shouldn't have to defend himself to members of the media about anything. I mean, answering questions is one thing, but they never ask him, it seems, a question expecting a real answer. They don't even ask real questions. They're always slanted. They have a perspective. It's pretty obvious they didn't vote for him. Therefore, nothing he would say or do was going to please them. So why bother trying to get them to understand? Here's what I suggested he do. Start a White House YouTube television channel. Think about it. Once a week, his press conference is not a real conference. His White House press secretary addresses reporters and Americans live on YouTube. Then that press secretary in the address should answer questions that have been provided in writing in advance by media members, so the White House can pick the appropriate questions that are applicable. And then every couple of weeks, the president would address the nation on that same channel. Think about it. He could totally bypass everyone who wants to be the messenger for and about the president, especially the media, who long ago, they just flat quit reporting. They started interpreting all the president had to say, saying, well, here's what he said, but here's what he meant. And because he meant that, this is the way it is. Americans are listening to the media. We always have. And we make decisions about political things the way we feel, the way we vote, listening to quote-unquote facts. If he did this YouTube thing, the filter about the things that he says and the things he doesn't say, for that matter, would be removed. We would be listening to the president. Now, he's got 100 million people that join him through social media already. With that YouTube channel, I can bet you that number might even double. And quite honestly, I guarantee you people around the world would be listening also. As we get to the end of this chapter of this 2017 year, and we're going to close the book on it here, I got to tell you, when I look backwards for 2017 and I start being thankful about all the good things in my life, I got to thank God for you. and all, everybody else who's made the decision to join in this process at dnewman.org. This is something that I really felt like I needed to do. I love to write. I've always loved radio. I've done radio my entire life. Just in the past few years, I quit doing radio for many years as a hobby. I supported Dave Nitz, longtime, the voice of Louisiana Tech football and basketball and baseball. And I did the color commentary for the Louisiana Tech Football Radio Network. I don't even do that anymore. But I love doing that, and I have an opinion, and I love to express myself. I love to write. That's what dnewman.org is all about. And, you know, I don't know everything, and I know that. I read a lot. I listen a lot. I think a lot about stuff. And everything at dnewman.org that you read and listen to is perspective. And very often you'll hear a different twist on something applicable in my life, and often it's applicable to the lives of those that are reading or listening, like you. We talk about politics, religion, race, children, health, comedy, being born, dying. I know you don't have to listen or read what I share here, and I don't take your doing so for granted. So, and the numbers of you that do really shocks me. But your doing so confirms there is a lot of folks who are hungry to find out personally, not getting a filtered version from the media. Personally want to find out what's happening in our world, why it is, who's doing this, who's doing that. And all those, including you, are choosing dnewman.org for our perspective on things. I don't expect anyone to agree with everything we share, but I do know this. Very little of what I've learned in life has been created originally in my head or in my heart. Most of it has come from listening and hearing from other people. And that's what we do here. I'm honored to tell you that we have subscribers looking in every day and listening every day from all over Europe, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Australia, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and even Peru, of course, in the United States. It seems like those folks are interested in finding out more about you and about me and about President Trump and our country. I really like that. And I really like you being a part of this. I got one more song I want to play for you. Before I do, let me just say thank you so much for being here and tell you, I want to hear from you. Whether you agree or disagree, post a comment after these posts that you hear, and you can even post at the end of this blog file that you're listening to. Let me know what you think. You're going to hear it, you're going to see it, and if it's ugly or mean or nasty, I won't allow it to be posted, but I want to hear what you think, because your opinion really is important to me. I want you to listen to this on the way out of 2017 with me. This is Dominic Jones, called Doe, and Give Thanks. Grammy nominated 3 times. She won a Stellar Award, Best Song of the Year. Here's Doe.
Heard me, my God, he heard me. He brought me.
now, as we listen to the little closing behind us, Dominique Jones, Doe sings us out of this thing. Incidentally, if you'd like more of her music, check her out on iTunes. Dominique Jones or Doe, and also her family has two amazing albums out. Forever Jones, also nominated for multiple Grammys and Stellar Awards. Dominique Jones, and thank you, God. As we go away, let me just say this. I thank you for being my friend during 2017. I hope you stick around through 2018. I believe it's going to be a better year for me, a better year for you, and all those who are important to us. Remember this, no matter what bad stuff you faced, there may be some bad stuff in your future too. But remember this, the best is yet to come.